This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Yisrael. Shalom Aleichem. We have two Shas Sugyos to discuss this morning. B'siyata D'shmaya, hopefully we'll be able to get some clarity about these two inyanim. The first one is regarding the following issue. The Gemara on Pevav Amar Aleph, Pevav Amar Beis, brings the Machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah regarding who Ma'aser Rishon is given to. Rabbi Akiva, as well as Rav Meir, holds that Ma'aser Rishon is only given to the Levium. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that they're given to Kaihanim as well. What's the reason of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? The Gemara says, because he holds like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says that even though the Pasuk says that Ma'aser is given to the Levium, Ve'al ha-Levium tedaber v'amarta aleihem, nevertheless, b'chav dalid mekoymois, nikru kaihanim leviim, v'zeh echad mehem v'kaihanim leviim b'nei tzadik. Basically, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is of the opinion that kaihanim are called leviim. Now, presumably that means, and this is what we want to discuss, what exactly does it mean that a kohen is a levi? Simply, it means that a kohen is not only Jewish, he's not only a member of Shevet Levi, he's also a kohen, which means then whatever a levi has, a kohen has. In other words, simply you would say that whatever kedusha a levi has, a kohen has, and he has more. I mean, a kohen is a levi. He is a levi. He just, what makes a levi a levi? The fact that they come from Shevet Levi. So a kohen is a levi. It's just he's also a kohen. But Reb Chaim dispels this idea, this pshat, and that's the first topic I want to speak about today. Because Reb Chaim has the following question. He says, the Gemara B'chayrois on Daf Mem Zayin says, let's say a kohenes who had a boy. So this boy is chayv in pidyon haben. Why? Normally a kohenes is pater from pidyon haben. The answer is, since a kohenes that lived with a guy, so her child is a zara, and the child is not a kohen. In other words, a kohenes that had relations with a guy, so she loses kedushas kohenes, and the child is not a kohen. So the question is, what about if she would be a levia? What's the halacha of the son of a levia? And this levia was lived with a guy. So halacha is this. The child, here's the issue. That very Gemara says Levia Sheyolda Pater Meheslam. That a Levia had relations with a guy and she gave birth. She's exempt from the five slum. Why? Because the kid has Kedushas Levia. So now the question Reb Chaim wants to know is that if living with a guy does not remove from the kid Kedushas Levia, then granted that when the Kohenes lives with the guy, it removes Kedushas Kahuna. Fine. But the Kedushas Levia is still there. So that should exempt you from Pidyon Aben. In other words, I understand living with a guy affects the Kedusha of Kahuna. But based on what the Gemara in Yavama says, Reb Chaim, here, let's read these words. V'kasha. Dinehi. Dinifko mine din Kahuna. Mikamaka ma'amrin b'yavamas to kaihanim. Havanami Leviyim. We say in Yavamas Kaihanim are also Leviyim. Kein lahave bina Levi. The child should be a Levi. The Levi aroi lo yifka. He has not been removed from Kedushas Leviyah. Baha de ivla ala nachri. Like the Gemara there says, the Levi sheyalda, the Leviyah sheyalda, pater meheslam. The kasha amai ben hakohenes chayiv beheslam. Why is the son of a kohenes chayiv in the five slum? Granted, the Kedusha of Kahuna has been removed, but the Kedusha of Leviyah has not been removed. And based on this, Reb Chaim basically revolutionizes the idea that Koyhanim are Levim. He says, Elavadai nira muchach mizeh. Look at these words. It is clear from the fact that a ben from a Leviah is chayiv in, is pater from the five slum, and the ben HaKoyhanis is chayiv in the hey slum. The after Koyhanim ikru Leviim, granted, yes, Koyhanim are called Leviim. Mikamakim din hakuhuna mevatul mafkia din Levia mine. A Koyin is a Levi, but once it's a Koyin, it's no longer a Levi. Meaning, yes, the Koyin comes from Shevet Levi, and that should imbue this individual with Kedusha's Levia. But once he's stamped as a Koyin, that is some kind of blockage that the Kedusha Levia is not chal on it. Why? The Koyhanim Levim v'Yisraelim shloisha shemois. Koyhanim Levim v'Yisraelim are three separate names. V'tlasa kahalim yuchadim. They know there are three individual communities. V'chol mishpachas kehuna einam bedin mishpachas Levia. And the community of kehuna is not in the status of the family of Levia. I, the Gemara in Yevamah says, Peivav koyhanim are called Levim. Lav mi din mishpachas Levi Yehuda asina nala. They're called Levim, not mi din the family of Levia. They're called Levim not because they come from the family of Levi. Ki mi din kahuna shekahelas b'gam inyane Levi. They're not called a Levi because they come from the family of Levi, but they're called Levi because Kohuna encompasses Leviah. And therefore, when the Kohenes lives with a guy where she's possible from Kohuna, the kid is not a Kohen, he's a Zar, and he's Chayiv in the five slum. Meaning, it's not that they are Leviim and they're also Kohanim, but rather their status of a Levi emanates from the Kohuna, and if there's a disqualification on the Kohuna, that disqualifies them from the Levia as well. And they're worse than a regular Levi. A regular Levi will not be affected by living with a Goya, but someone who only has a Levia status from being a Kohen, and that person lives with a Goy, so once the kahuna status is affected, they lose the Leviah status as well. Even though normally Leviah status is unaffected by living with a guy, but a Leviah status that emanates from kahuna, then once the kahuna is impugned, so that would affect the Leviah status as well. Okay? That's sugya number one. Just like Shas Yediya, when we say Koyhanim are called Leviim, it's not that they're called Leviim from being Shevet Levi. The Leviah emanates from the kahuna. Okay, that's first subject. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.